Here's another one of Triple M's Women of Rock for International Women's Day.
I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself. Oh, I don't want anybody else. Oh, no, no, no.
So I went out and bought a school uniform and I put suspenders and stockings on. And it just gave me this character that freed me up to sort of have a bit of this character and this girl that was this Centrinians girl that I could just offset this vulnerable me.
Chrissy posted on her Facebook page, "Unfortunately, the last 18 months have been a real challenge for me having breast cancer and MS and all the new places that will take you. You become sadly a patient in a world of waiting rooms, on your knees praying for miracles, looking at healthy people skip down the street like you once did and took it all for granted. Now you wish you could do that.
These days you're doing very well. No time for me, well, I can tell. You live in heaven, I live in hell. Come down to earth, angel."
My illnesses have really exhausted this little body of mine that I've thrown from one end of a stage to another and performed thousands of shows that sadly some of you missed. I can walk, although sometimes I wobble, but try to wobble with the beat. I will sing again, I will perform again, but this time I know. I hope you understand what I mean, and if you don't, you will one day and be grateful. Hi, I'm Rosie, and it is my absolute pleasure to be able to present a show today on International Women's Day about Christine Joy Amphlett, born the 25th of November 1959 in the Victorian town of Geelong. She became one of the greatest Australian rock performers of all time. We know her as Chrissy Amphlett, fronting the Divinals, and sadly, she died at the age of 54 in 2013 in her new hometown of New York. She was very much an Australian icon. I only got to meet her once, and she sort of terrified me in the way that, from her stage persona, it's sort of like, oh, she looks like the girl that would sit at the back of the bus and create havoc. But then when you hear her speak, she's the sort of person that would go to the finest restaurants and use all the proper cutlery. Just a tremendous performer and songwriter. And let's hear how she and Mark McEntee got together to form the Divinals.
I was in a religious choir. Can you imagine that? And it was the only choir that I could get into. They were the only ones that would have me, and maybe they wanted to try and convert me or something. And I was trying to develop the top range of my voice. And I think I'm sort of an alto, but I got myself into the soprano section. And this particular night I was singing at the opera house in this religious choir. And I was sitting on a stool, and I had to get up and move to the front of the stage as I was singing. There was eight other singers on stage, and we were all singing a cappella. And my microphone lead had wrapped around my stool and I didn't know what to do. I just dragged it and it was kind of deathly quiet and there was nuns and priests in the audience. And Mark was sitting in the audience near the front. And
I thought, you know, as soon as I saw this accident-prone person, Chrissy, sort of moving across the stage with his stool following her, I thought that anybody who had stools following her must have some kind of attraction for, you know, something. So we sort of started working the next day.
Mark says, "Well, never mind, Christine. We'll write songs, and we, you know, I'll come around to your house tomorrow, and we'll write a song." And he came around, and actually, "Boys in Time" was the first song that we wrote.
Maybe as a former choir girl myself, is why I have such an affinity with Chrissy Amphlett from the Divinals. Celebrating her life and career today on International Women's Day on Triple M. Let's start with Boys in Town from the Monkey Grip soundtrack on Triple M.
Get me out of
Boys in Town, the first song ever written by the Divinyls, Chrissy Amphlett and Mark McEntee, as on this International Women's Day on Triple M. We're celebrating the life of Chrissy Amphlett, and I think it's important to hear from Mark McEntee again, her partner in crime, the Gang of Two, as she referred to them, to explain who Chrissy was to him.
You know, Chrissy was a ballsy, feisty girl, but very delicate. Yeah, she was delicate, man. But she also had the courage of a lion. And her, you know, the stuff that we wrote together, it sort of, you know, I think it's strong in personality, you know, and she, how would you say it? It's authentic. It's the most authentic kind of personal, you know, woman's journey, I suppose, through life.
I've been obsessed with a DVD that my partner introduced me to of a performance of Divinyls at the old Boggo Road Jail. It was in July 1993. You can find it on YouTube if you don't have a copy of it, called Jailhouse Rock. Divinyls played alongside Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs, Rose Tattoo, Rat Cat and Powderfinger. An extraordinary gig. But what I love about it is just Chrissy's command of the stage, of her band, and of the audience, and she's so quick, so sharp, so sassy, just brilliant.
Parking fines? Hey, just in for the day? Yeah!
And one of my other favourite exchanges that I've watched a few times is on the Australian Made documentary, which was when all the Australian bands got together, Jimmy Barnes, INXS, Models, a whole bunch. And there's a little interlude between Chrissy Amphlett and Michael Hutchins.
When was your birthday?
Thursday.
Oh, you didn't tell me.
That's all right. I didn't want to tell anybody. I was 27.
Were you?
Yeah. How old are you, Chrissy?
14, going on 60.
You can just feel them zinging off each other. Brilliant. I love it so much. Live Divinyls now, and from their first album, Science Fiction, on International Women's Day on Triple M, as we celebrate Chrissy Amphlett.
I was so naive, didn't really know I did.
Live to Vinyls and Science Fiction as we celebrate International Women's Day and Chrissy Amphlett on Triple M.
When the good die young.
Chrissy was a trailblazer and set a very high standard for performance in Australia. And I've taken this from an interview with Chrissy in 1995 where she talks about the Australian industry.
When the vinyls started and I was up front, things were a lot different then. I think things were a little bit more stereotyped, and I think the success of the vinyls coming along was that we were different and we had a different attitude. And I think there's more of that coming through now. I think it's taken a long time for women to be more individual in this country and to take risks. And hopefully, I mean, you know, it's just when you've got a country that hasn't got as many people as some of these other countries like America and stuff, so you just don't get as, you know, as much variety, I suppose. But I think it's important in this country for more risk-taking. And that's what annoys me most about girl performers. And the ones I like never seem to make it, or they're considered a bit odd or something, or a bit too, I don't know, not acceptable in the norm, but I think that's changing. What I wanted to be was what, not what was happening.
I hope Chrissy would be very proud of the depth of talent that we have in this country now and the diversity and such great skills in all genres. And a lot of our acts are getting recognised overseas more so than they are here. Like, I'm thinking of Amyl and the Sniffers as one example straight away. The Divinyls' biggest US hit was I Touch Myself. It came out in 1990 and went to number one here as well. But the lyrics were deemed too, I don't know, racy for some TV outlets in Australia to play the video.
I know.
And the radio's playing it.
Exactly.
And then I did this interview the other day. Can you believe this? I did this interview the other day with this magazine that sells it to 13-year-old little girls. And they've got the lyrics printed in the mag.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
After this, we'll hear how the song took on an entirely different meaning. This is I Touch Myself, the Divinyls, as we celebrate Chrissy Amphlett on International Women's Day on Triple M.
I love myself. I want you to love me. When I feel down, I want you above me. I search myself. I want you to find me. I forget myself. I want you to remind me. I'm not afraid to
arguably the biggest song from the Divinyls, I Touch Myself, as we celebrate Chrissy Amphlett on International Women's Day on Triple M. In 2007, Chrissy made the announcement that she had been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Wind forward another 3 years, and unfortunately she was back on the television talking about another battle.
We all think about possibly getting cancer, you know, being that diagnosis.
I had MS, I wasn't going to get cancer. Wasn't that enough? I was having these mammograms and ultrasounds because I had this thing, you know, I'm checking it. And it wasn't until I touched myself or kept touching myself, right? You know, but it wasn't reading.
With a very heavy heart, her husband of 14 years, drummer Charlie Drayton, had to make the announcement to the world that Chrissy Amphlett had died in New York, age 53, on April 22, 2013.
I love myself. I want you to love me.
And at that time, Charlie mentioned that Chrissy had hoped that the song would also inspire women to a more serious task. The Touch Myself project was eventually launched and continues today to remind women through that song to look after themselves.
To remind me, I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself.
Two of the original performers, Sarah McLeod and Deborah Conway.
Think I would die if I were to ignore you.
Serena Williams even taking part at one point too. The Divinyls songs will always be enduring, and a campaign like that will continue on to keep Chrissy's name in our hearts and minds. And the next song I've chosen is Pleasure and Pain, which is also the title of Chrissy's memoir, which is a great read and you get a fantastic insight into her. I highly recommend it. This is the Divinyls, Pleasure and Pain, as we celebrate Chrissy Amphlett on International Women's Day on Triple M.
Please stop.
Pleasure and Pain, the Divinals on Triple M as we celebrate Chrissy Amphlett on International Women's Day. And there's another way to celebrate Chrissy that's happening next year, hopefully, and it involves the Chrissy Amphlett Laneway that was opened in February 2015. And from Team Chrissy, one of the organisers, astrologer and writer Jessica Adams. What was the reasoning essentially behind it?
I think it was just that AC/DC had a lane, and as soon as I heard, I was in England when I heard that she passed away, and just it seemed obvious to have a laneway for her, but you have to find a laneway that's numbered, choose one, and get it through council, all that kind of stuff.
Was it just coincidence that the lane that you happened to find that was available to be changed, that it happened to be between two theatres that she performed at a lot?
It was quite fated, actually, because we were looking at all sorts of laneways. Some of them were near AC/DC Lane and others were just off Bourke Street. And nothing was quite right. And then almost at the end, this one turned up and there it was. It was almost between two stage doors with two theatres that she'd performed in. So it's just incredible.
And you had some artwork commissioned as well, which includes her beautiful dogs.
We knew that Chrissy loved her dogs, and she was, when she was in hospital, she had her dogs with her. And Charlie gave me some dog photographs, and I knew a really good dog mural painter in Hobart called Peter Goulthorpe, who's also worked on quite a few books about well-known Australian women. He just came up with the most brilliant tribute, really, not just the dogs, you know, but also the amplifier and the school uniform and all the rest of it.
It's just a really great space that I hope people will continue to go and reflect on her brilliant career, and that people continue to be inspired by her. She was just phenomenal.
Absolutely. Incredible. She sort of lives on in the laneway, and later on in 2021, we hope to launch a podcast walking tour with lots of her friends and family talking about her life.
These days you're doing very well. No time for my well, I can tell.
Yeah, we're putting it together now, so we've got some people from Divinals on there. We've got Hugh Jackman on there. We've got Charlie, obviously, and little Patty. So it's very intimate, personal recollection of her, but people should be able to walk around from Amphlett Lane along to the music vault there and listen to her life, her tributes to her life, really. What a life.
Come down to earth.
Something to look forward to continue the legacy of Chrissy Amphlett as we salute her on Triple M on International Women's Day. Thank you.